Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength. Corey Ten Boom. How do we react when someone calls us on our excessive worry? Do we dig in our heels and declare that we're just being responsible? Do we argue that a sense of impending doom now will mitigate future suffering? Today's worry only sucks the energy and enjoyment out of the here and now. Planning isn't worrying. Worrying isn't planning. Planning relieves anxiety. We just can't plan the outcome. It might be our struggle with control, or the lack thereof, which is pouring gas on this fire of worry. Are we overinvested in a certain outcome? All the stress in the world won't give us control over either the results of our efforts or the efforts of others. In our addictive and or codependent ways, we were the consummate manipulators who wrote scripts for everything and everyone to live by. If only everyone could save time and see it our way, wouldn't everyone be happier? The one day at a time mantra can lessen our propensity to resist being controlled, as well as our desire to be in control. If our efforts are focused on today's tasks, and what if thinking kicks in, we can remember to think about our effort, not the outcome. If all else fails to free us from worry, putting ourselves in the service of others is a sure thing. Thanks for starting your day with Hammock Readings, and we look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.